actually, I feel like I'm supposed to release a word or a passage of scripture. And in previous years, when I've had the privilege to speak on Mother's Day, many times it's kind of geared towards that. And this year, I just really felt like this has been stirring in my heart and stirring in my spirit, especially this week. And so I want to release something and impart something to you. And I just ask that you'll lean into it with me. Amen. Those of you that were possibly able to join us for our prayer call this past week got a little foretaste of just what the Lord has been doing. But I'm going to be just releasing to you Isaiah 61 tonight. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it. It says this: "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. All who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, and festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. They, you and I, will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago. They will revive them, though they have been deserted for many generations." And I just really, when the Lord started stirring this word in me, I really felt like the Lord is calling us as his people. We're the ones that are going to be standing up. We're the ones that stand up during this time, and we bring the good news to the poor, to comfort those that are brokenhearted, and proclaim that the captives are set free and released. Prisoners are set free, even from spiritual prisons or spiritual places and strongholds. And this is what Jesus has come to do. And this is what we're released to proclaim upon the earth. So God has sent us to tell those that are mourning that it's the time of the Lord's favor, the favorable year of the Lord, whether it feels like it maybe or not. He's come with his favor to us, and he's giving us a crown of beauty for ashes. And all those things that don't belong in our lives, he's taking those things out and replacing them. He's doing a beautiful work, a beautiful exchange in our lives. And a joyous blessing instead of mourning. And if you've felt like you've been in a time of mourning, I want to bless you with the joy of the Lord. I've talked about this before, that there's festive praise instead of despair. And if you find yourself in that place of desperation and despair or depression or all of those things, you can praise your way through that situation and realize that the joy of the Lord is your strength, amen? He gives us joy for the journey, to be able to continue and do everything that he has called us to do. And I just want to just release joy upon you tonight in Jesus' mighty name, that the Lord has planted us in this place, and I believe he's bringing us to a place to rebuild ancient ruins. There's so many things happening all around us. I mentioned this before as well, in our cities, all across the world. And I believe that once idols have come down and strongholds come down in these places, that God is bringing us to a place to repair these places and repair cities that have been destroyed or maybe even long ago handed over to the enemy. And we're reclaiming things during this time. It's a time of rebuilding. It's a time of reclaiming. It's a time of restoration. Amen? And so you and I, the Bible says, that we will revive them. And so we're reviving our cities. We're reviving our families. We're reviving our homes during this time. And as we come out of this season that we've been in, we're going to see the hand of the Lord. We're going to see his power and his restoration, his redemption. And so many areas that have been deserted, possibly for many generations, the Lord is calling us into rebuilding and reviving. And we believe that this is what the Lord is doing at this time, that he believes in us. And we're called to agree with him, to partner with him in the earth, to see his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So I was just really leaning into the Lord and asking the Lord, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? And there's good news to share. Amen. In the midst of so much chaos or confusion or whatever our circumstances may try to dictate, there's good news to share and give away. There's good news to impart to others, because salvation is a person and it's Jesus. Amen. So he's creating this beautiful exchange, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise in place of a spirit of heaviness over our lives. This is redemption. This is restoration. This is what rebuilding looks like. And so when we take a look at Jesus and who he is in this passage, salvation is the person Jesus. He's the anointed one, the one with the anointing to break the yoke and to make make a way where there seems to be no way. He's our healer. He's the one who brings freedom into our lives. He's our deliverer, the one who sets the captives free, and the one who reveals, right, that he gives sight to the blind, and not just physically, but even in a spiritual sense, that he brings revelation, the one who gives favor, the one who gives grace. Amen? So all of these promises that the Lord has given us, we can grab hold of them because they're for us. And so I just want to declare that over your life right now, that there's promises of freedom and promise of comfort and reminding ourselves that he makes all things beautiful in his perfect time, and that he brings joy into our lives, and we can live in that joy no matter what our circumstances may be saying around us, that we keep our sight and our vision straight ahead, just focused on him and realizing we need that joy to make it through. Amen? So just looking right now, even at our current times, we're in need of all of these things from the Lord right now. But the most amazing part about it is that we have access to them through Jesus Christ because of the finished work that he did on the cross. Amen? So I just want to encourage you that there's hope, and it's found in Jesus. So when our circumstances try to tell us differently, we must believe and know that our circumstances, they will change for the better. They will, because that is the promise of God's word for you and for me. Amen? So there's so much redemption here in this passage, and this tells us that we can still trust Jesus. We can lean into him, and that God is working. He's still working. He's still faithful to his word. And so he's positioning us for revival right now during this time, and positioning our hearts to be able to hear what he's saying, to see where he's going, that we would be able to follow him. And so as he positions us for revival and for this rebuilding, he's doing it by the Spirit of the Lord that is upon you and that is upon me. Amen? And so when we really contemplate and ask the Lord, what are you doing in this time, God? Can we just take just a few moments and ask him? Just let him speak to your heart and say, God, what are you doing? What are you wanting to show me? What are you wanting to bring to the surface from my heart? And so I believe we really need to go back to those ancient paths of prayer and worship and just simplicity before the Lord, that it doesn't have to be complicated. We've realized just being in our homes that you can strip down so many things in your life that maybe there was excess, you know, before, and you realize this is what really matters. This is what we're going after. And so going back and saying, God, we're realigning ourselves with you. We're realigning our hearts with you. And so I think many times we find ourselves in different places in life. For I think most of you may know, but if you're watching and you don't know, we're actually expecting our third. And I just wanted to share kind of this practical story and application that, you know, fixing and rebuilding can be hard. And it takes effort. It takes work. It takes sacrifice. But the end results are so worth it. So many times change comes because the circumstances warrant it, or there's a catalyst that compels us to action. And so once we have a reason or a motivation, we become enlightened to the reality of a situation. That's usually when we see the greatest change come about. Maybe in our own lives, in our families, or in the circumstances around us. So we've recently had some renovations done at our home recently. Some of those things have been left undone for a while, thinking, oh, we'll get to them one day, right? But we're about to enter into a new season, and that requires some action on our part. So that day has come, and we realized some of these things we can take care of on our own. We can tackle these things on our own. They're within our power to do. But then there's other things that we have had to hand over to a professional carpenter. So he did a phenomenal job because he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And I just pray you can take this application and just apply it in a spiritual sense. But sometimes in order for things to be made new, there has to be a deconstruction of the old to make things, to make room for the new that's coming. Many times things might look worse before they get better. If you've ever heard of nesting, definitely in the middle of that. And this can be very overwhelming at times, exhausting, but we keep the end goal in mind, saying, what is the end result's going to look like? You know, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be so worth it. And it takes time to accomplish things that are worthwhile. When you purge and you clean and you reevaluate, you realize the things that are really important and essential in your life. And so I believe many of us right now, we're finding ourselves in our homes. And we have the opportunity to rebuild and to just hear from the Lord, hear from God, and ask him, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Where are we going together? Something Pastor Chris always says. And we have the opportunity to make room and invite him into our circumstances. I believe that's what he's even asking of us right now. So I just encourage you to make that room, to just invite him into your circumstance, because it looks different for everybody right now. Even though we may feel like we're all kind of, you know, going through a similar experience right now in the world, it looks different for every one of us. And so we must prepare with such faith, knowing that God will hold up his end and respond with loving kindness towards us. Amen? Because he's a good, good father, and he cares about us so deeply. Even more than we even realize. Many times, those circumstances really can try to dictate our feelings, our emotions. It can kind of skew things and our perspective on things. And so I think it's so important to really lean into the heart of God and ask him, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? What do you say about this situation? How do you view it? What is God's perspective and heaven's eye view from what is happening right now? Because I can only see what's happening here on earth right now. But there's another perspective that's a higher perspective. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are greater than our ways. And so when we can lean into that, when we can lean into the heart of God, we can get just a glimpse, maybe like a small picture, a piece of the puzzle of what God is doing, the beautiful picture he's putting together. And so many times we don't understand because we see a small portion of it and it doesn't look so great. But when we realize that we can trust him because he's such a loving God, he's such a good God that really cares about us, that we know he's trustworthy, he's faithful, he's true to his word. Amen? And so I really believe that the Lord is speaking to us through this passage and asking us to be his mouthpiece during this time, that we're to be his hands, we're to be his feet, to be his carriers of hope, to be his anointed ones, that share his good news to the nations. That's what God has called us to be. He has anointed you. He's anointed me to be able to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And especially during these times where maybe a lot of people are losing hope or losing sight or vision. You know, there's blinders that can come on and you can get tired and exhausted and overwhelmed, but those things don't come from the Lord. Amen. That's when we need to let go of those things and do that beautiful exchange with the Lord that he says, beauty for ashes, and I'll give you my strength in place of your fear. Lay down your fear and receive the strength of the Lord. Amen. That he brings us joy, his oil of joy, his gladness, his mercy in our lives and in our hearts. And so I release that over you tonight. God's asking us to partner with him and to release his heart over his people. And the only way we can know what that is when we lean into him, we lean into his heart and we ask him, God, what is your heart for your people? How can I partner with you in what you're doing right now in the earth? Because he desires to impart his message to his people to bring hope, to bring comfort, to bring joy, to bring freedom. And I just pray that as the Lord looks upon the earth, that as he looks to and fro, and he looks to see, you know, the hearts that are truly his, that he would find a place in your heart and in my heart, that he would find faithful ones that would be able to answer the call and allow his spirit to rest upon us. I really believe that that is something that the Lord is asking us to do and to lean into, because it's in his word. Amen. And I believe that when we do that, that we see change happen. We see, we position ourselves in such a way that there's revival coming and there's healing and there's restoration, and he's calling us to just move forward in that place. And so tonight was more of just releasing this thing. I'm not trying to go deep into something theological or do necessarily like a teaching or breaking this passage down, but I really feel like the Lord had been stirring it in my heart, and many confirmations that this is what he wanted to share tonight. And I pray that you would be able to receive these words of the Lord, that for such a time as this, that you would just come and just bring your heart before the Lord and say, God, I'm laying it all down right there where you are, in your house, in your home, with your family, that that's where revival starts. It starts in your home. It starts in your heart. It starts where two or three are gathered. Amen. And so I just pray that you would just lean into this heart that the Lord has for his people, for you, for me, for the world, and that we would be those that carry this glory, those that carry this anointing to the ends of the earth, that you would be even touching people that you may never even know that you've touched or affected. And I really believe that that's what he's calling us to for such a time as this. Amen. And I want you to just... you ask the Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing in the earth right now? What does it look like? How can I partner with heaven to be a powerful and effective person in the kingdom of God? And to release your heart and to say yes to the call. God, we say yes. We say yes, Lord. That when you call, that we would answer, that our hearts would respond to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to bless you tonight as we close, and just ask you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that if he's asking you to do something, to pray certain prayers, powerful prayers that can shake the heavens, that can bring transformation to starting in our homes. But then it goes out from there because it affects our cities and it affects our world around us. And so I just bless you right now that the Spirit of the Lord would just come upon you and that you would release the heart of God for his people. God, we lean into your heart. We say, come and do what only you can do. I pray that in this time that we would grab a hold of your heart and not let it go. Thank you for your words, Lord God, that they do not return void, that everything that was released tonight, Lord God, would just go and fulfill its place in the earth. I bless your people tonight, Lord, all those that are watching now or that may watch later, that they would just grab a hold of your heart and allow the Spirit of God to just infiltrate every part of their being, that we would go forth with power, your power and your glory and your anointing, to flood the earth as the waters cover the sea. Would you do it in us today? Do it in us, Lord. In Jesus' name.